FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and well, we're just about at the new year. We're recording this right before the new year. You might be hearing it right after because we're taking a few days off. So please forgive the stacking of shows. We try to keep them playing back within a day of when they're recorded. Can't always do that during holidays. But in any event, consumer spending is booming. The economy is looking great, at least to some, and with certain measurements, as long as you don't look at the debt, everything looks perfect. Well, our good friend John Grace is back with us to discuss this series of events unfolding now. John, welcome back. So, economy, is it everything that glitters gold here, or are we looking at maybe fool's gold?
Only time will tell, right, Kerry? But I'm suggesting that you have to really figure out how to play both sides of the fence, right? If you're playing tennis, you got to work the net. If you're playing volleyball, you got to work the net. You got to work both sides of it. So, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I must say this experience right now feels much like the same experience we had in 98-99. And remember, 98, if I'm not mistaken, there were three Fed rate cuts. We had three Fed rate cuts this year. And January was very good. And just to put things in perspective, Kerry, if I'm not mistaken, you know, NASDAQ stocks are on fire right now, as they were in the mid-90s. And if you had, put $100,000 to work in NASDAQ stocks mid-90s, by the end of that decade, your $100,000 was worth a whopping $400,000. And we all know what happens with the tech wreck. That was a minus 80% reduction in the value. That's minus 320 from 400. That leaves you with $80,000. I mean, you know, could it happen again? Like I say, we can't see the future, but my real point is we need to be prepared to enjoy the melt-up, but and simultaneously prepare for a slowdown. And eventually there will be a meltdown. I just, it's a matter of time. But as I say, we want to keep our assets intact as opposed to watching them go down like the Titanic.
Yeah. So a little caution, a little wariness is definitely called for. But by almost any measure other than debt, the economy is booming.
Yes, it is. It is. But look a little bit closer under the hood, because when we look at employment, for example, there's a good number. I think it's 43% of the folks who have a job are making federally mandated minimum wage, which is what, $7.15. By the way, it was better in the 90s than it is today, adjusted for inflation. So what I'm really trying to say is while we're buoyant about incomes being higher than they've ever been, first and foremost, that the income levels have not kept pace with inflation. And I would submit to your point, by the way, Kerry, that the reason that the debt levels, whether it's consumer or companies or governments, but let's go back to the consumer, the reason those levels are higher than they've ever been, higher than they were in 2008, is because so many people, I mean, at 715, what's that around? That's what, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks out of the year, that's around $15,000 a year. I mean, life just isn't grand at 15,000, okay? So what people are trying to do is make up for the difference with that debt. And at some point, debt doesn't get carried. It has to be dealt with. And sometimes the music stops and it looks real ugly real fast.
Yeah. And really, so that debt can go south. But we've also got an election year coming up. So everything is going to be presented. Everything is going to be done to keep this perceived rally, boom, economic boom continuing onward, right?
Well, that's going to be the agenda. As I say, I think the one element that's not showing up anywhere, and it's nothing we can do about it except really observe it, and that's looking at the ages of our people, all right? And globally, we have more people 65 and older than we do 5 and younger. That's unprecedented territory. And let's just recognize as we get to our 60s and our 70s, I mean, we're not jumping into our PF flyers trying to jump higher and, you know, get farther. We're generally not getting faster at things. We're really slowing down. And you can see that happening overall in the global economy.
Yeah. So slowdowns happening globally, but not in the U.S.? How does that work?
Well, that's a good question. And I, from what I can tell, the U.S., first, let's recognize, we might be the best house in a bad neighborhood, but we're still in the neighborhood, and we're all connected. And right now, we might be the best house, but these things do change. And I would say that the reason, or a couple of the reasons that we are the best house, is because our population is younger than the other developed countries. And the primary reason I can see that that might be the case is because of our immigrants. Thank God for our immigrants, the Asians and the Latinos. Those populations are growing more than the others, in that order, by the way, and they keep having children. So that's very helpful for a country. But it's because of our immigrants that we, right now, I think, is one of the primary reasons that we're doing as well as we are.
Well, you know, studies have shown by the U.S. government that somewhere around 60%+ of all immigrants that come to the United States are actually collecting some form of public assistance. So maybe we need to be a little more selective in the ones we take. There are whole sections of Los Angeles, of Miami, of New York, where the immigrants are literally just adding on to welfare dependency. But that's a story for another day. So I always like to say that we're the United States, the U.S. dollar is the Taj Mahal of Baltimore. But be that as it may,
agreed.
What do you think for 2020? What do you see here?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Silver One Resources is an exploration and development company backed by strategic investors Eric Sprott and SSR Mining. The company is focused on its Candelaria mine project in Nevada, where there is already a historic resource estimated at 127 million ounces of silver. The Candelaria mine historically was the highest grade silver producer in Nevada, generating over 68 million ounces of silver at an amazing average production rate of over 1,250 grams per ton. The project has tremendous expansion potential as past drilling has outline deeper, high-grade silver targets for future drill programs. Silver One is highly leveraged to the price of silver and is cashed up and poised to increase shareholder value. Silver One trades in New York under the ticker SLVRF and in Toronto under the ticker SVE. To learn more, go to silverone.com. That's silverone.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Well, my biggest concern, and as I say, it's also an opportunity because some people say, well, you talk about the depression, it's depressing. To me, it's something we can learn from, but it's also something that we can see opportunity in. And let's recognize with Great Depression 1, if I'm not mistaken, more Americans became millionaires than any other time in history. So that's why I'm saying to folks, look, let's act as if it's in the card. Let's not be wary of it or afraid of it. Let's embrace it. And let's make sure that where there are profits, we might book some of those profits and get that cash and watch prices go on retard, right? Go lower than they are now. And once you have, well, how's it go? Cash is king. If you have the cash and prices move in your direction, whether it's stocks or real estate or businesses, now you can move and take and catch the next wave, if you will, on the upswing, as opposed to holding on to equities or like equity in a home, for example, or equity in anything where you've seen these gains, but if you don't book them, do they really matter? If, on the other hand, you were to book them, you may find, as I say, opportunities to move in your direction, and you can really take advantage of those opportunities with that cash.
Yeah. So get a little cash now and then invest it later. What about precious metals?
I don't follow them. I watch them. We don't use them for the most part. We do like currencies and commodities. I am saying to folks that look for your exit strategy. In other words, what are the conditions under which you can accept, what's your risk radar? Well, how much loss can you accept? Now, let's see if you can design the portfolio to perform within your specific and customized loss parameters. Most people don't do that. We're just told to buy and hold and sit and take it and hold and hope. And I'm saying, if you're just if you're contributing to your account and you don't care, or you don't care what the value might be, that works real well. But if you're taking withdrawals, and a lot of folks, particularly boomers who have all the money, have a fair amount of money in their traditional retirement accounts, have to take withdrawals starting at 7.5 that never go down and never go away and only increase. We really need to pay attention to first, identifying how much loss you can accept, and then second, seeing how we might position ourselves in such a way where the portfolio, like last year, market's off 20, if you're off 6 or 7, as our clients were, you know, that's a loss that you can certainly recover from. As we get north or south, you know, below 20, 40, 50, 60, well, now the odds are just not in your favor. That's what we certainly want to avoid. So that's where our emphasis is. Let's limit the losses.
Yeah, and that makes a heck of a lot of sense. So for the coming year, any predictions you care to make?
No. Well, I can't really. And I don't have any, but let me say this. My best answer is, Kerry, it's not about the prediction. It is far more about the preparation. I mean, you know, in California, you're prepared for an earthquake. It never happens. Do you care? Not so much. If it happens, then you can actually, you know, tell your story. Well, I'd rather be in that position. So I look at it the same way. We've got to be prepared. Enjoy the melt-up for as long as it goes. But be prepared for the slowdown and a meltdown. That way, if you can keep your assets at the level that worked for you, then you don't really care so much about who's right or who's wrong about the predictions or how it actually unfolds.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's pretty sage advice, just on a personal level. You have any ideas where you think the market's headed?
I like thinking it could help. I'm sorry, head either way, 30, 40, 50 to the upside, 40, 50, 60 to the downside. No one knows, right? And I'm really cautious of those folks who are listening too closely to folks who say, oh, it's going to do this, it's going to do that, and then they give a date. I'm like, no, I don't want to try to do that, because then you're going to be wrong. And if you didn't get the date right, then you must be crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. So as I say, let's figure out how to play both sides of whatever the fence might be, so that your goals can be maintained, achieved, as opposed to waking up to an environment like the, you know, the bad news about the stock market, 29 to 32, took 25 years to get back to even. I don't have that much time on my watch, so let's make sure we limit our losses.
Agreed. Agreed. I think it's sound advice that anybody can profit from. John, we want to find out more about you. Where do we go?
Our website is YBPOR. Those are three words all together. YWHYBEPOR.com.
All right. And as always, there'll be a link to it in the show notes of this interview on Financial Survival Network. Any questions, comments for John or myself, just email us KL@KerryLutz.com, Twitter feed at Kerry Lutz, Facebook Financial Survival Network. And of course, our home site is FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. John, best wishes, happy and healthy, prosperous, successful new year to you and yours, and we'll talk to you next year.
Thank you, Kerry. Same to you and yours, and I look forward to talking to you again next year.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.